I spoke with Melinda Steffi, General Manager for Live Connections, and Mary Javian, Artistic Director of the Classic Alive series. I first asked Melinda about the philosophy of Live Connections.
We focus a lot on collaborations with musicians from across genres and try and push the boundaries of music so that it's both very compelling and very accessible for a diverse range of people.
When you say push the boundaries of music, what do you mean?
Well, we like to pair musicians together to work on projects who might not otherwise have an opportunity to do that. For example, we have a really wonderful partnership with the Philadelphia Orchestra and their school partnership program. And so in some of our educational programs, we pair a Philadelphia Orchestra member with one of the school partnership program teaching artists, so two classically trained musicians. And then we at Live Connections look for a third person from some other genre, maybe a jazz musician, maybe a rock singer-songwriter. And we work with them to help them create a session that includes these diverse musical elements and breaks down the music in a way that the students can understand. And we have that same kind of collaboration that comes out in our public concert series that we call Classic Alive. And so there's a lot of this focus on how can we start with something familiar and then bring in these other pieces so that it reaches even more kinds of people or so that the music changes a little bit and becomes something fresh and new and exciting.
So the bridge sessions are for targeted audiences?
Yeah, bridge sessions are our educational programs. So some of our partner schools, this is really the only music education experience the kids have over the course of a year. And they're very interactive sessions. In this partnership with the Philadelphia Orchestra, we did a session this fall that included classical musicians and a jazz musician. And they started with the first movement of a Bach cello suite. And they kind of played it as it's meant to be played. And then they isolated the main theme and they showed how it sounds when you do it in a jazz style and just kind of twisted that into something else. And throughout the session, they wove this line of music in a variety of styles and formats. And so it was something... Maybe the students hadn't actually heard that before, but it became something familiar that was reinterpreted in a variety of ways, and always with an eye to realizing the students might not know much about it, so how can we help them understand?
Then Mary Javian talked about the mission of Classic Alive.
The mission of the series is to take classical music and expand the boundaries in terms of repertoire, collaboration, an atmosphere. So we're bringing classical musicians of a very high level into a club, asking them to perform while people might actually have a drink or have a meal. But what we find is that the audiences are extremely engaged. And I think part of that is they're getting an experience they wouldn't have otherwise. Many times they're coming because they know the local singer-songwriter who's on the program. And then while they're there, they get a dose of an unbelievable classical work like the Debussy String Quartet or Bartok's Contrasts for violin, clarinet, and piano. And so they go away with a live experience of music they've sampled for the first time, and the way we've presented it is all of this great music actually has a lot in common through the great artistry that we're presenting.
So people might be talking and eating and drinking, so there's a kind of a little din while the music is going on?
I mean, there may be some noise, but I think really the atmosphere is more relaxed because there, first of all, is a physical closeness to the performers. The performers who aren't playing sit in the audience and cheer on the other side of the aisle. And then by the end of these collaborations, we find we've created these friendships between artists of other genres that never would have come together had it not been for this concert.
Can you give an example? And who makes the program?
I do. So as curator, I look for artists across the aisle in other areas. I was trained classically. I went to the Curtis Institute. In the case of our commission in June, We took David Ludwig, who's a wonderful composer here in Philadelphia, and we're commissioning him to write for classical guitar, which actually was his original instrument, and Arabic music. So in this case, Jason Vio is the classical guitarist who's always had an interest in Arabic music, as has David, and we're pairing him with Hana Khoury, who's the director of Al Bustan Seeds of Culture, and a wonderful Arabic violinist. So David's writing an Arabic suite for them. And what's unique about the experience is that he's not writing the Arabic music in a Western style. He's actually letting it be Arabic music that is commingled with classical within one piece, which is sort of a new creation.
And so how long are these pieces, and are they part of, like, can you just describe the evening for me?
So sometimes they may be based around a commission, like the Ludwig commission, but many times it's artists taking original works. So we just had a wonderful concert with a singer-songwriter who's actually based in Wilmington named Eva. She was trained in opera. She studied art song on a Fulbright in Sweden. And she's now writing her own original pop compositions. So we heard her range of artistry in one night alongside a trio that has the Bartok's instrumentation, clarinet, violin, and piano. They're called the Tripod Trio. And they brought works. We started with Sebastian Currier. We went through art songs with the singer, and then we let it evolve to the singer's original pop songs. And then we started the second half with the pop songs. We went back to some Swedish vocal works, and then we ended with the Bartok. So we took a trajectory starting from classical, if you wanted to call it that, going all the way through original compositions and back to classical. And about half of our audience had not been to a classical concert before. But the feedback from the evening was that they really enjoyed having that live experience. It meant much more to see it and to be close to it.
And so you intermingle the pop and the classical. You kind of weave them together.
Right. So that it makes sense as a whole experience. Because again, we're interested in the experience the audience is having, not just what creative ideas the performers are having or me as a curator. I really want to connect these different kinds of music.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.